I was fine until that music made me emotional, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but, well, I do know. I've been so busy and just caught up in stuff when normally I'm like mindful of Advent, and that just hasn't been the case this month, and I feel it. So, since Thanksgiving, I've been thinking a lot about how different the holidays have been for me these last few years. This year, I spent most of Thanksgiving by myself. It was my choice. It was my mood. It was things going on with family members, and I just decided I would spend it by myself. I got up, put my ham in the oven, did all the traditional things I do, put the parade on in the background, just for background noise. And about 12 o'clock, I made my plate. It was good. And it wasn't that bad. I don't think I'll do it again next year, but it was okay. I started to think that day about people who don't have the choice whether or not they're alone on the holidays. And I thought about my friend Juan, who the holidays for him, quote, are just another day. He doesn't have any family here. He hasn't seen his daughter in years. So I made him a plate, drove across town, knocked on the door, and I could tell that he had been in bed all day. And I don't think he was the only one. Now Christmas is approaching, and I'm thinking about the people that will have empty chairs at their tables, empty chair or chairs, the people who don't have family. I have never been one of those people that's, oh gosh, I wish this would just come and go, but never say never. This is another table talk that was kind of inspired by Facebook. Good old time hop this month has been showing my posts from like 2013, 2014. And it's a good blend of really deep spiritual sayings and then just the, oh, we're making cookies. This morning it was my kids in Disneyland. And it was a little video, and I see all four of them there spinning in the teacups. And I'm like, wow, what a great memory. Today, Disneyland has never felt so far away for many reasons. The pandemic, finances, all that stuff. Even Christmas feels far away, not the holiday festivities. We've had our fair share of hot chocolate this month, Christmas movies, extra sweets around, lights, my cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies that drive my kids crazy. They just go to the other room. Hot chocolate, extra sweets, and extra lights. It's nice, but does not lift or feed the soul. This is why I'm thankful for my faith, for Advent, and being part of a group of people who understand that Christmas traditions are great, but do not satisfy our need for deep connection, love, peace, hope in all circumstances. I was looking up quotes from Bonhoeffer because I love everything he says. I just love, and especially what when he talks about Advent, and I found this little excerpt I'm going to read to you. The joy of God goes through the poverty of the manger and the agony of the cross. That is why it is invincible, irrefutable. It does not deny the anguish when it is there, but finds God in the midst of it. In fact, precisely there. It does not deny grave sin, but finds forgiveness precisely in this way. It looks death straight in the eye, but it finds life precisely within it. I'm so thankful that for these words, and that I know about these words, and that I've lived these words, and my heart thinks about all of those people who do not know. So I kind of want us to pray today when we come to this table. I know my personal prayer is that I have a desire to realign my focus, my thoughts, my actions, my intentions, and then my actions to the season of Advent, because that's not where they've been. Today, that is my desire. When we come to the table, I have a request that we would all remember and act on behalf of those that do not know these words, that do not understand the season of Advent, that have never heard of it, that are struggling this holiday season. Let our gestures, big and small, speak of hope, love, and truth to anyone who does not know Jesus.